It's Thursday, December 19th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The first human case of bird flu found in Barron County. The Department of Justice reports an increase in threats to schools this week. Double-check your property tax bill for the state lottery tax credit. And a judge has put a hold on repealing Act 10's ban on collective bargaining for public employees. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The State Department of Health Services is reporting Wisconsin's first human case of bird flu in Barron County. Research epidemiologist Tom Haupt says the exposed person is a farm worker.
She had relatively mild symptoms, but symptoms that would be consistent with influenza, including sore throat, slight fever, some fatigue, some eye discharge. The person is actually doing much better, have finished their course of oseltamivir, and looks like it's going to be making a full recovery on that.
Symptoms of the H1N1 bird flu include sore throat, fever, muscle aches, cough, and eye infections. A separate backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County also tested positive. School threats increased following Monday's fatal school shooting in Madison. Ted Allen tells us more.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice Office of School Safety says over 80 tips about a possible school threat were reported over the last 2 days. That more than doubles the number received during the same period last year. The Justice Department began its Speak Up, Speak Out confidential tip line 4 years ago, allowing individuals to report concerns about student safety. DOJ says 114 people contacted the 24/7 resource last year to convey information about a possible school attack. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Make sure you're getting your lottery credit on your property tax bill. Raymond Newbert takes a look.
The Wisconsin Department of Revenue reminds you to closely check your bill this year to ensure your lottery credit is being applied. This year's credit should be around $213 per household. You can only claim the credit once per year on your primary residence. If you think you're not getting the credit, check the state tax portal online at revenue.wy.gov. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Wisconsin judge has temporarily put a hold on his recent ruling that restored collective bargaining rights to teachers and most other public workers lost under a controversial 2011 state law. The law sparked weeks of protests that year over union rights and effectively ended the ability of most public employees to collectively bargain for wage increases. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost on Wednesday granted a temporary stay on his December 2nd ruling, striking down most of the law as unconstitutional. The stay is in place while Frost considers written arguments over whether to place his ruling on hold while the legislature appeals it. Republicans will still be in charge when the Wisconsin legislature returns to work in January, but will have the narrowest majorities in years. That's giving Democrats optimism that both sides will be able to work together better than they have in the 6 years since their party's Tony Evers became governor. Both sides are eyeing the state's massive $4 billion budget surplus. What to do with that money will drive debate over the next two-year budget. Questions hang about whether Evers plans to run for a third term in 2026 and how the state will interact with President-elect Donald Trump's administration. A special legislative committee on Wednesday approved a bill allowing Native American students to wear tribal regalia at school-sponsored events. Sean Maloney tells us more.
Current law requires schools to provide reasonable accommodations of a pupil's religious beliefs, along with a ban on discrimination due to factors such as race, religion, and ancestry. But there is no explicit provision guaranteeing the right of students who are members of or descended from a federally recognized tribe to wear traditional regalia at school events. The bill was one of five the Special Committee on State-Tribal Relations took up at the Capitol Wednesday. Another allows federally recognized tribes to decide whether someone seeking a lifetime license to teach their language is qualified to receive one. The bills will need to be approved by the full legislature. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.